Shutfen.
Even the Rabbanon agree. Let's say at the beginning, two people bought this Eved with partnership. Each one bought half. So now when one owner wants to free his half, that's good. That's time to get Isha.
But the main thing the Rabbanon hold is that a get shechr has to be like a get Isha. With your get, you give to your wife, you have to free her completely, you have nothing to do with her anymore. You can't leave over part of her to you. But over here, when you have two shutfim, each one only owns half. So when he gives the shtar shechr to his Eved, he's freeing everything he owns in him. He's not leaving over anything to himself. So therefore, even a chum hold in such a case, where you only own half the Eved, then you could write a shtar shechr to free the Eved halfway.
Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says like this now. Machlokes, where is the machlokes the Chacham say? You cannot give a shtar shechr halfway to Eved, because it learns out from get Isha, that you have to free your complete wife. Here also you have to free your complete Eved, that's only b'shashircha chetziyav v'niya chetziyav, where you're freeing half of Yevid, but the other half you're being Mishai, you're leaving over for yourself. So that's not like get Isha. Ah, but what's going to be in the case? Shircha chetziyav, you own the whole Eved right now, and you're writing them a get shircha now to free half of him, but right away in the same shtar Rashi did it before, b'vasachas, u'machra chetziyav, the other half that you own, you're selling him to somebody else. Or nosam b'matana, was he giving him away for a present to somebody else? Or nosam b'matana chetziyav, the other half you're giving away for a present. So in such a case, kibun the kanoflik menei kulei, since you're getting rid of this whole eved right now, tirihakokona, then even the chum hold, you can give such a star. You can make a star to free half of the eved, if the other half of the eved you already gave away for a present, or you're doing it right now, giving it away for a present. Because then it's daima to get isha. You're not leaving over anything for yourself. It's only a problem. You can't leave over something for yourself. But if you're freeing half of the Eved, and the other half at the same time you're selling him to somebody else, that you're not leaving over anything for yourself, then even a chum hold, you could be meshacher half. Yeah, a master is a lola. But the concern is, by giving a get to your wife, you can't leave over half for yourself. Normal, you own the whole wife. So you can't sell the wife. You can't sell, she's still your wife. So by a wife, you can only megarish the whole wife. But by an Eved, if you sell half the Eved, so you don't owe him that half. You only own the other half. So what you own, you're being a shachar. That's good. You're getting rid of the whole Eved. Mamash doyim to get isha. That you have nothing left over for yourself. Right, for the Gemara, is this true? Omalei Abaye, Abaye says, is this true? Uvakululai pligi, when you're getting rid of your whole Eved, then there's no machlekes. For a Tanya, bring your proof not like that. There's a steer in the brises. For a Tanya Chada, one brise would learn like this. Hakoisev nechosav lishnei avodov, if one master that owns two avodim, he writes two shtoris, tis two avodim, and he writes them and says, Hakoisev nechosav lishnei avodov, he wants to give away all his property to his avodim. And he writes two shtaris, each one saying, I'm giving away all my property to you. Rashi says, Shekosav shnei shtaris, kol nechosav lezeh, v'chol nechosav lezeh. And he gave it to a shliach to be mezakeh v'vasachas to both of them. V'zeh zalocher is konu, that both avodim are kainah. It comes out that he gave the same time both of them all the property. So really it's like he's giving half to this one and half to the other one. And each Eved then, like half he owns himself and half the other Eved owns him. Because he gave like each Eved half. So if so, now the two Avodim free one another. But I call upon him, it says that the Avodim do go out free. So why? Even though it comes out the master will be Meshacher half for this Eved and half of the other Eved, it comes out good. Because he got rid of the whole Eved, he doesn't have any part of the Eved left over, therefore the Shichur is Chal. That's one Braisa. But the Tan Yidach, another Braisa, will learn not like that. The Tan Yidach, the Master says, Kol nochastai nesunim lepleini, o lepleini avodai, that all my property should be given over to this and this Eved, to my two avodim. Here it says, af atzman lekono, that even themselves are not kind of nothing doing. Like, since you want to be Meshacher, you wrote like the star, Kol to both of them. So really means to say you're freeing him half and the other one half. That's nothing doing. Like, Kona, they're not Kona themselves. So my love, isn't it, that Ho Rebbe, Ho Rabbonin, that the one that says Like, Kona goes according to the Rabbonin. Even though the master here is getting rid of the whole Eved,
He's like writing to both of these avodim, all the property go to you, and all the property go to that one. So really it's like saying, you get half of my property, and you get half of my property. So when you're giving one eved half of your property, you're only giving him half of himself. You're only really freeing half of him. Now the other half, you're giving away to the other eved. There it says, Loikana, the avodim cannot go out free. Why? Even though the mice of the master has nothing left over for himself. So who is he? Not like Rabbah. That even in such a case, still the Rabbanan argue and say, the Ishtar Shichra is no good. Since in the Ishtar you're only freeing half of the Eved, you can't write such a Ishtar like that. Even though the master is leaving over nothing for himself. Because he gave half to one Eved, and half to the other one. So you see, it's no good. So Mar says, Loi, no, it's not a Kash and Rabbah. I'll tell you, Edev, the Rabbanan. Both of these prices go according to the Rabbanan. Why? So what's the difference? Hodiyama kula, hodiyama chatzi chatzi. So Rashi said, the first case is we wrote in the shtar kula. I'm giving you everything and then I'm giving you everything. That's good. The second price is, even if we wrote two shtaris, but we wrote in the same shtar, I'm giving you half, and to the other one he said, I'm giving you half. So then we have to be afraid all he meant to do is the same half he meant to give to both of them. But the second real half he meant to keep for himself. Maybe that's what he meant. If so, then the avodim can't come out free. Because Lamaisi only meant to free half of the avodim. And the other half of the property is keeping for himself. Every piece of property, half is for himself. Since avodim is also part of his property. So he's keeping half of the avodim for himself. So that's why Lakanu. Because he only meant to free half of the eved, and that you can't do according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, you can't free half of an eved. You're right. No, because he said chati chat, even basachas, Rashi says. We're afraid that he only gave away half of his property, he meant to cede them to both of them. He meant to both of them the same half. He only meant to give both of them the same half. But the real second half, the yodim meant to leave over for himself. So then he only meant to free half of an eved, that's all. Rashi says, "B'chein l'sheni, el afilu mas l'shnei v'zayim," he says, "L'kon chivun l'chati l'chosav kosav, b'chol chad, dilma chad pang l'kosav l'tavayu." The kashir, he's living over the other half for himself. That's why they can't come out free. But it could be like Rabba, when he gets rid of the whole eved, then you can even free half of him. For the Gemara, no. For me, diktani seifa. Since it says on the seifa of this last part of the brisa, it says clearly. But if the eved only writes half, then he's not kona. Says so mechlal the ratio the yama kula. Mashma the ratio of the seifa is where the other said kula, and still it's not kona. So here you see, even though the master wrote kula, still there's a man the yom that says lakona. That's not like Rabba. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you Purusha Kamafarish, that the Sefer is explaining the Reifa. Afatzman lakona. True, you just said that the master writes two shtaris to this one, to that one, they're not kona. Now the Sefer explains that Ketzad, where's the case that they're not, because they don't own it, is kagoyin the yom, machatzi chatzi, clearly, when the shtar was written, chatzi chatzi. Half goes to you and half goes to this one. Then we're afraid he only meant the same half to both of them, and he meant to keep over half for himself. That's what they're not going to. The Moshe talking down in Mestavit, it makes sense this way also. The Sagar Azit, you're going to tell me, Reisha Diyama Kula, that the Reisha really means that the Master said, Kula, the whole thing for you and the whole thing for him. And still it's no good, because you want to tell me not like Rabba, that according to Rabbanan, you can never free half and eved at all. If so, hashto amakula lekana. If he says the lashon kula the whole thing, you say it's no good. Amachatzi chatzi mi boy. So why does the sefer have to say even if he said half to you and half to him, it's no good? Like treat it's no good. Won't you tell me even if he said lashon kula is no good? For sure, the words chatzi chatzi is no good. Tzumar said that's not a kasha. Imi Shemov, just for this question, La'ira. We're not talking about that. I mean, that wouldn't be a kasha. I tell you, Tona Seifu L'Gluya Reisha. It repeats itself on the Seifu to explain the Reisha. You're right, really, if we would know it, you don't have to say it twice. But without this, I would have thought, Shalai Taima, don't say that Reisha, the Yom Chatzi Chatzi. Don't say by yourself the Reisha is talking about only when the Master says Chatzi Chatzi. Avala Makula. Kono, but if he would have said kula, then you would be kind of like Rabba. No. Tonu Seifa Diyom Mechatzi Chatzi. The Seifa says clearly the cases we wrote half. Mechlal, this should be a proof, the Reisha Diyom Kula. Because that's why we need two cases. We don't know that the Reisha is talking about kula. I would have thought to say the Reisha is talking about Chatzi Chatzi. But now that it repeats itself in the Seifa and says clearly Chatzi Chatzi, so what does the first part mean? It means kula. Tony Seifa, the Yom Chatzi Chatzi, Mechlal, the Reisha, the Yom Kula.
that the Reish is talking about where the master wrote Kula, the whole Evid, to both of them. So all this property, and still you won't be Kona. Therefore, it's not 100% proof like Rabba, but I call upon him, Rabba could answer it. It wouldn't be a Spiro according to Rabba. There is a Teretz according to Rabba. For your boy, you say another Teretz is like this, like Kasha. Again, I'll answer there's no Kashi and Rabba. I tell you the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is Kan Bishtar Echod, Kan Bishnei Shtaros. Again, we hold like Rabba, that even though you give a shtar to half of Yeved, but if the other half also goes away from you, you could do such a thing like that. How come here the Sefer says then that Leikono, it's talking about where you wrote it in one shtar. You wrote it in one shtar that you want to free this Eved and that Eved. So you're freeing both Avodim with one shtar, Bishtar Echot. So that's a psul by get, just like by get with Asham, because of law. You have to free her. You have to free one wife. Let's say a man has two wives. He can't write in the same get to be megarish both wives. Because of law, you have to write to law, you can't use one get to free both wives. Here also, if you own two avodim, you cannot write one shtar shikha to free both of them. That's the problem over here. But if you wrote two separate shtaris, then you could free each one. So that's the pshat. Everybody holds like Rabba, that wouldn't be a chsor in as chatzi yevid. Here the problem is, in one shtar you can't free two avodim. So Mari asks, if so, my ira chatzi chatzi, what do we say then? Half and half then? Like, what does the Sefer say the problem is? Because the Master said chatzi chatzi, afilu ama kulun amalakonim. Even if you say kulun, you're not koina. If you're telling me now, we're talking about one shtar, and one shtar, even if you write clearly in the shtar, I'm giving all my property to this Eved, and all my property to the other Eved. So even though you mean to free both of them, but since it's in one shtar, you can't free two of them in one shtar. So Mara says, true, hachinami kam, this is what the Braisa means to say. Af atzmon lakona. True, the second Braisa said the avodim themselves, they're not even kohenim themselves. Now, b'med devar mamurim, when is this said that they're not kohenim themselves, b'shtar echad? Only because the master wrote this in one shtar. Avo b'shnei shtarois kono. But if it would have been in two different shtaros, then the avodim do go out free. But even now, the imam chatzi chatzi, but if the master writes in each star only half to you and half to him, is afish ne shtaris naimulakoni. Then even though there were two separate shtaris here, still they did not go out free. Because again, we have to be afraid that the same half he's giving this Eved, he means to give the other Eved, and the real second half he means to keep for himself, so he only wants a free half of the Eved, that's no good. That's according to the Rabbanan, you can't be mishachar chatzi Eved. The boy seven of the terrors can be like this. Like Asha. Kan bevasachas, kan bezechazel. Could be both prices the master wrote up two different stories. But the first price that says that both koina is where they're both given over the same time. Or he gave it over to a third party to be zoicha for both of them at the same time. Kan bezechazel. The second price that says they're not koina themselves is we gave one star first, and then he gave the second one. So since it's not bevasachas, it's no good. Smor says, no, this is not a good terrors. When he gave it one after another, I understand Bishleim Abasra Lekona. I understand why the second one is not Koina Dokoni Lekamoi, because the first one already acquired him. When he gave you first ever the shtar that says all the Nechasim belong to him, so he got it. Elakamo, but the first ever Likne Navshei Velikne Lechavrei. If so, why doesn't the first Eved then be koyin himself and his chaver? Here the second price says they're not koyin, neither of them are koyin, not the first, not the second. So you can't say we're only talking about what happened zeachazir. Because if that's the only problem, then true, the second one not, but the first one should be koyin of both of them. Elo, you have to say machvata geshenin mikara. The real truth is more like we said before. Either one is talking about two shtaros and one is one shtar, or else one is talking about chatzi chatzi and one is talking about kula. Rav Ashi says like this, Shani Hosom to Kokori Lu Avodai. Rav Ashi wants to say, maybe really we hold like Rabba, that since you're getting rid of the whole Eved, even though you're only freeing half of him, the other half is being sold to the other Eved, still it would be good. But over here the problem is, in the second Shtai you wrote, Kol Nechosa, you said, Nisunim Leploini Avodai. Kol Nechosa Nisunim Leploini Avodai. Like you're calling them right now your slaves. Since you're saying I'm giving it to my slaves, that's the spirit to freeing him. You can't say you mean to free him. Like you're calling him your slave right now. So what do you mean you're freeing him? That's why the second verse says it's no good. But the Gemara slugs this up. Omale Rafram Ravashi, Fedilma maybe avodai shoyu kvar.
All he meant to say is, true, I'm calling you my Yevid, my slave, because you were my Yevid. So I'm talking to my Yevid, I'm saying, listen, you are my Yevid. To you, I mean to give all my property. I mean to free you right now. Milah Tanan, didn't we learn like this? If somebody writes all his property to his avodim, then the Eved is Yotzlacheris. The Eved goes out free. Because when I'm giving all your property to your Eved, part of your property is your Eved. So he is for sure meant to write this shtar, that's a get shichur, you meant to free him. What about Shaya Kakakoshu? Like you're writing in the shtar, I'm giving you everything except one part. I'm leaving over one karka. Then Tanakhama says, Lo Yotzlacheris. The Eved then does not go out free. Because we're afraid maybe what you meant to really leave over is the Eved also. Since you clearly said you're leaving over one karka, you did not mean the Eved. The Eved for sure goes out free. Until you say a lashon like this, all my property goes to my Eved, excluding 1/10,000 of what I have. So since he doesn't say karka, he just has a little bit of value, then we're afraid maybe the Eved is not worth too much to him, so he only means leave over the Eved. But I call upon him according to both of them. Time of the Yama Chutz Miachem Rebuyashev him. That's why the Eved does not go out free. It's only a problem here because maybe when he says Chutz, he means to leave over the Eved to himself. But Holo Yama Hochi, according to both of them, if he wouldn't say this, he would just say, Kol Nechosav Li'avdai is Yotza. It's Kona, the Eved would be Kona. So the question is, am I? Why? For Eved Kokori Le. He's saying clearly, I'm giving all my property to my Eved. So according to Rav Ashi, why don't you say, since he's calling him his Eved, it can't be that it's freeing him. El Avodah Shoyikvar, it means to say, is this Eved that was my Eved. Hochina mi Eved Shoyikvar, my Eved that was my Eved. All right, turn off. Kopon, we have this right though, that even though when you want to free your Eved, you say like, Eved? That's not a problem. Because we say what you mean to say is, Avodai Shoyikvar, my Eved that was, Hochinam mi Avodai Shoyikvar. Now we have a new Shaila. So again, the Mishnah says, least according to Beis Hillel, that when you own a Echatzi Eved, the case where it's freed according to Market Islay, either with Kesev or with Shtar, or else two Shutfim, and they're freed here. So the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, one day the Eved works for his master, and one day is a free man. So Gemara says, No choy shor yom shirab. Let's say a shor in the street came and hit him and gave him a hezek, gave him hezek that the owner of the shor has to pay the Eved the money now. So who does the owner of the shor have to pay to? So yom shirab the rabbi. Today that he's a slave, Monday and Wednesday he's a slave, you have to pay the money to the odin, to the master. Yom shalatzma, if it happened on Tuesday that the Eved is freed, then liatzma, the money goes to himself. So in other words, Mamre is saying that one day he's like an Eved, and one day he's like a free person. But the Mori, if so, Evel Miyat, if so, it should come out, Yom Shor Rabbi Yisa Shivcha. If you're telling me this Chatzi Eved, you divide him up, so Monday that he's a slave working for his master, he should be allowed to marry a Shivcha. And Yom Shor Atzma Tuesday, when he's a free man, Yisa Baschurin. Like how come the Mishnah says this Eved can't marry nobody? Question is why? If you're telling me on Monday he's free and Tuesday he's an Eved, so let him have two wives then. One day I'll marry a Baschur and one day I'll marry a Shivcha. What does the Mishnah say? He's like mixed up, he has both things. And then you're telling me by money, you look at each day separately. So where it says there's a difference. I'll tell you, Isur will like Kamrin. It's like a true. The guy to the Easter, if this man is never Kanani or not, yes. Half of him at all times is never Kanani. Therefore he cannot marry neither, not a Shivcha, not a Baschurin. But it's funny, as far as the money matters go, that we say, since Lamaisi, he works one day and one day he's free, if any money problems, we look as if he's half-half. So Mara says, no, I'll bring you a Toshma, I'll bring you right now like this. Toshma says, Alocha, hey, miss me, shechati v'chetzi ben chayrin, what's going to be if for sure Hamuad kills this Eved that's half-free and half an Eved? Alocha is like this. When a shor kills an Eved, the owner of the shor has to pay a knas of 30 shkolim. If the shor kills a regular Jew, then you have to pay kofer, the value of the man that you killed, machlekes, the man is the mazik, you have to pay the value of the Eved. So here, how much does the owner of the shor have to pay? This shor, now your shor killed this man, that this man is half a ben chayrin, so that half you should have to pay half of his value, but he's half an Eved Kanani, that you don't have to pay 15 shkolim. Because the Eved, you only have to pay 30 shkolim. So what do you do here? So it says clearly, you pay both. It says, Noisen Chatzi Knas Rabbi, you have to pay 15 shkolim to the owner, because this guy was a Chatzi Eved, the owner owned half of him, but the Chatzi Kaif